I got something for him this time.
Don't make me sorry I said that.
Oh, no, it was good. It's a good thing.
Okay.
If I can get the recording to start. So it's not that many people coming on, but you already started your recording, right?
Yes, we are recording.
I don't know why this is messing up today, but I'm going to sign out and start all over. So just hold on. Let it keep going. You can sing to DC or something. But we'll get the call started here in a second.
We'll have DC sing.
Nobody wants that. Nobody wants any part of me singing. In fact, my own kids tell me, no, Daddy, stop singing. When I sing to them. Pretty hilarious.
All right, let me see. This is what happens when we get started this late in the evening, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, DC, apparently I'm hearing that you can sing after all. And that's from somebody who's heard you sing.
Oh, I don't think she has heard me sing.
Oh, I know. I've heard you sing when we were on hold or whatever, sometimes on the phone, when you're waiting for something. You'll start to sing. Which is better than whistlers.
Yeah.
Are you a whistler?
Sometimes I do it. Just normally by myself, I'll just start whistling sometimes. Yeah.
I remember reading one time that nobody appreciates a whistler except the whistler.
That's very true. Very true.
And yes, she said she has heard you sing. I know, it really messes you up to have us communicating, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Especially when you're live on the radio and can't do anything about it.
Cannot at all, can I?
You're lucky we both like you.
At least so far, huh?
Yes, so far. Might cost you, though.
Exactly.
Well,
and
I'm
this
still
is all being
trying
recorded.
To get in. Yep, it's all being recorded. But and my board's been up all this time, and now it's frozen or something. Wait a minute.
Okay, DC.
Excuse me.
We need to keep talking, or they're going to make us sing.
Actually, I mean, I guess it is recording. So
there you go. I'm right.
But when we finally got to it, it's recording. All right. Okay, guys. It is August the 22nd, 2014. It is, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, PST, and 4 Eastern. We'll do a short call because we have good information, but I have to do a public service announcement to start with. And no, it's not that we never thought we would be here. Because actually on Wednesday, I thought we would be here. Because I told you guys the window was too big for me on Wednesday. And some people even picked it up because I guess they called Ray about it. Said Tony didn't sound too good, too happy because the window was too big. I just don't like to see him that big. And here we are. But it has narrowed a whole lot. And I'm going to not try and steal DC's thunder. Let him give you guys that, which would be great. But I do want to do this, because I meant to do it on Wednesday, so I certainly want to start out today while we had the most people. Guys, everybody know the RV hasn't happened. All you guys know, when it does happen, we're going to do two things. We're going to place it on our board, TNT, in the chat room, on the board, the Tony Blast. We're going to place it on our other three sites while you're up, and we're going to send out a tweet on Twitter. Tony Blast, which I used to put comments and things there, send out to people so anybody could go see him, and we haven't been doing it because of the sensitivity of things, has been remodeled or redone thanks to Pam and So Ready For It. So all the tweets that I send out will now go into Tony Blast. So all those people who don't have Twitter, who don't know how to use it, who are still members of TNT or not members of TNT, you can simply go to our site and get the latest tweets there or information because it will be placed there. Okay? So,
and we want to thank Suri for coming up with that. One of our mods proposed that to us yesterday and made that possible, and we really appreciate that. We have amazing mods, but thank you, Suri, for doing that for us, and he's going to make sure all those tweets get posted on time.
Okay. Thank you. We all appreciate that. And that's for TNT members and non-TNT members. Anybody can go see that, right?
Yes, absolutely. All they have to do is go to our board, our forum, and they don't even have to log in. They don't have to be members. Anybody can see the latest tweet.
Okay. But if you do go do that, guys, I mean, I appreciate if you just go there at one time. You don't have to review it 10, 20 times. Somebody will tell you that it's there because it actually costs me when you go do that. But we're going to do it right here at the end, so hopefully this is the end. But somebody just thought of it, and I'm glad they didn't think of it months ago because it would have cost a whole lot more. Anyway, they did do that. So here's the other thing that's of real importance. Guys, I talked to you guys before about somebody out there sending tweets out telling you that the RV has happened. He's sending it out to you guys, giving you two fake and phony 800 numbers to call, and then giving you Oki's actual phone number. Everybody knows that Oki's 74 years old. You know his daughter is in the hospital. He has to accept all phone calls because he doesn't know if it's about her or not. Not his daughter's daughter-in-law, I think. And, you know, 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, he's getting these phone calls from people because they think it's the RV because this idiot is sending out tweets to you guys telling you that. I told you it would not be a local area number when we send it out. They're going to be 800 numbers or 88 numbers for you to call. I don't know any bank that's going to, you know, tell people in New York and Arizona and Montana or California, you know, to call a number in Wyoming to get their appointment to do their RV, you know, or do their exchange. So this guy calls Oki, and he's drunk, supposedly, and he's telling Oki and laughing at him, I'm the guy tweeting out your number, I'm going to keep doing it, and you're this, that, and you know, cussing at him 2, 3 in the morning, and I'm going to keep waking you up, and he's calling him every hour himself. And I'm going to keep sending your number out. But anyway, you guys write this number down. It's 321-615-6094. 321-615-6094. So if anybody knows that number, knows who that is, anybody can contact that person and ask him to please not do that. We would appreciate it. I mean, you know, I don't care if a couple hundred of you call him or a couple thousand of you call him at 2, 3, 4 in the morning or every hour of the day and ask him to stop being such a dumbass. Sorry. I usually reserve those kind of words for DC. But I mean to say, not to do. I mean be, you know. Sorry. And yeah, I'm doing that because Oki asked me, was there anything I could do to make this guy stop doing this? And I'm thinking maybe some of us can ask him to stop being such a dumbass because we don't control the RV. We can't push the button. We can't make any government revalue the currency today, tomorrow, or next Wednesday. Doesn't matter. All we can do is do what we're doing, and that is report the information as we get it. So I wanted to do that to help him out. I meant to do it on Wednesday. Okay, so now let's go on with the call. All right, guys, we do have some great information. I think it's great information. It should kind of bring us a little bit of closure if everything goes the way it's supposed to go. But, D.C., what's going on in Iraq today?
All right. Good morning, everybody. Excuse me, afternoon, everybody. Hope everybody's well today. In Iraq, in the mosque this morning, they announced that their government is fully seated, and they're going to have celebrations about it on Monday, and they are very much ready. So that's, I'm going to repeat that again because that's pretty big news. In the mosque this morning, they announced that the GOI across the country, the GOI has been seated, and they're going to have the fancy celebrations on Monday. So incredible news.
On television, too.
On television, everywhere. Yep. Radio, on their websites, everything. So that's incredible that they have that there. I think that kind of summarizes everything in Iraq in terms of their political process. They have done that, and they're ready to go, and they're doing their actions now. In terms of security situation, ISIS, whatever we want to call them, have obviously taken a much more prevalent role in the press since the horrible execution and what to do with them, how to deal with them, et cetera. They are very much a force to be reckoned with, but they are being dealt with efficiently in Iraq. In Syria, they're a major problem. But in Iraq, they've definitely lost quite a bit of ground on what's going down. So that continues to be an effort, and we continue to bomb them in various forms, as well as make very nice strategic progress, both from special forces as well as other, the Iraqi army and the Peshmerga forces are making great efforts and great strides towards doing that. So congratulations for those guys. And let's see what else in Iraq is going on.
Hold on, let me say this real quick because I think it.
Sure.
Guys, before you guys call that idiot that I gave you the number for, it's important that you hit *67 on your phone number so that he can't call you back or he can't get your number and start something else. So somebody just texted it to me. I wanted to do it before I forgot.
Yeah, okay. Block your number. Right.
Yep, block your number before you do that. Okay, right. Iraq is super fantastic today. They
absolutely
are super
they
fantastic.
They are on top of the world. Everybody is incredibly happy. The entire world organization is just, frankly, blown away by how inclusive it is, how quickly they got it together, how calmly they've got it together. Really just knock it out of the park yet again for the Dr. Abadi team. Just amazing. And so that's incredible. And that's also having an incredibly calming and also incredibly inclusive feel to Iraq. And that's obviously everyone is turning around going, okay, what about that RV? Including themselves. Going, all right, kids.
That's right.
This thing, go.
Our first hint at this was yesterday when General Hagel said, see, when me and Pam do this, I start the sentence and she finishes it. You got to catch
it. I was hoping you would finish it. So the Secretary of Defense referred to him on public TV that the Prime Minister Abadi is what they've come out and said. So he's actually referred to him in the present or in as Prime Minister, not Prime Minister designate, as well as every other now country's come out and said the same thing, that they represent, or he represents the entire thing, and the whole cabinet's seated, everybody's calm, and they're looking forward to doing all their actions and carrying forth a much more inclusive government, including first thing first, quote, banking reforms, end quote.
There we go.
So there you go.
All right. So New York, D.C.?
Sure. Okay. You think we're done with Iraq here? I think, yeah, I think that's all
they're
we can
done.
Say.
So, I mean, we got to be done with them because they're done.
Exactly. So So UN is just, please just punch about the formal, all the announcements. It's been done for a while, and they're quite happy, but the actual announcements to the public, and they're seeing the calming effects. UN's quite happy with it. They're, you know, primarily focused on ISIS, especially in Syria, and what to do with them. Good old D.C. area. We understand that that our agencies are ready and in full support of this going down. We understand banks are there. We've got full staff, full security, for everything else lined up. We understand that they are ready to do that. We understand, again, the agreement that was signed on Sunday night, Monday morning, is still extremely very much in place, and everybody's intent is to keep that. You understand there's been quite a bit of, we'll call it, bickering about timing amongst kind of the key players on there, and there's been quite a bit of bickering, frankly, about that. So we're just trying to get to the bottom of the bottom of it about who's really winning on that argument back and forth. And so our understanding is that again, they want it done. Iraq would like it done before their celebrations Monday, and the rest of the world is just kind of going, offering their own opinions, and we just don't know when that, you know, who's going to win out on that agreement. I'm going to repeat that so no one missed. Here's what I'm saying. Iraq has very much would like to have their RV done prior to their Monday ceremonies, but they also have to coordinate with the rest of the world. And so we just don't know who's going to win on that argument and that agreement. We don't really know at all. Let's see. Banks are ready. Everybody else is ready. Contractors are ready. Even contractors are getting excited about getting everybody spun up to go over there and build roads and do construction work there. Let's see what else. I think there's just not that much information out there because we're right at the end. I mean, there's not much to say.
Did we get something about contractors yesterday or the day before yesterday?
The day before yesterday, today, and then I talked to some big EPC firms. EPCs are engineering, procurement, and contracting. They're the guys who do huge projects like dams, like massive power plants, huge roads, those kind of guys. I talked to a few of my friends in those organizations today, and they said the same thing, that they're getting their staff ready to get over there and get going.
Okay, so, but they got a written notification or a memo of a window.
Yes. Yes. And the words that were used on that memo was an imminent rate change, end quote. So that is incredible. That's all to, frankly, all the main contractors out there who've done that. My understanding, they're supposed to push that to their subcontractors as well. So by now, everybody should have that. So again, yet a wonderful, wonderful, positive thing, focusing everybody on this is really, really close.
Really, really close. And it's as close as it was last weekend before it got stopped. So
yes, it was. I think that's a good point to bring up, is that we are not calling the RV for Saturday or Sunday or what have you, because again, we have been so close before and somebody's gone in and kicked the can yet again. So we're not promising that. We're just saying that this is, as we've always said, this is the information as we best have received it. And so that's what we're giving you.
And that's right. And we still know people will say one thing and do another. So
as they have proven.
Yes, we're not overlooking that, but we want you guys to know again how close we are. That
right.
We are right there, and this could truly happen at a moment's notice. And because such things are so public in Iraq right now that they're doing, they're being very transparent with what they're doing.
Very.
Yeah. And somewhere their people would have to question it. You're saying all this, how come we're not doing it? And the last thing they want to say is because this country over here won't let us revalue our money. That's not something they want to say to their people.
No, but what they have said publicly, and they have said it since early in the week, they have publicly said that our currency change is in the hands of the international community, or international, I think the words they use are the international finance community. And so they have been saying that since early this week. And they continue to run that those clips and continue to even have new interviews with finance ministers, other finance types talking about that. So that's very much open and, you know, very, very public.
Right. Not a particular company, but the international.
Correct. They just say the international community.
Right.
Is what's been used.
Okay. All right.
Indeed.
So, go ahead.
I think that's her, sir.
Yep. I'm saying over here, you know, everybody's primed and ready. They just don't know when or what for, but they're primed and ready, right?
Absolutely. Everybody's ready. I mean, everybody's been given notice to all their different employees, to all their different departments, everything else, and we just don't know when that is. I mean, it's just kind of like, okay, let's go. We know there has been several attempts, and those have brought some last-minute worrying and some changes, but we don't know, you know, frankly, we don't fully, cannot fully appreciate all sides on that argument right now because we don't have all the sides to say anything. We know that it is, we believe, locked into some very tight legal agreements that everybody is abiding by. So you're just working on timing.
So we like the window we're in now better than the window we were in on Wednesday, right? I mean, I do.
Yeah. Anyway, so. Yeah. You know, when, and we've said it, Tony said it before, I've said it a lot as well, is when a lot of time is given, it just kind of makes us all grimace. Even though they, you know, want to prep everybody and have every, the intent is to be prepared and have everybody have their act together, review final procedures, get it to where they'll just knock it out of the park. But in the past, any kind of real time, you know, bigger window they've given, somebody who has always gotten in the way, they use that time in order to think of yet another excuse in order to delay it. So it always makes us nervous when we're like, oh, we'll get it done, you know, by the announcements on Monday. This is on Tuesday and Wednesday. If I just respect, you know, we all just kind of grimace and we're like, oh, crap, you know, not again. So, anyway,
all
we
right.
Got it to a little tighter window and we're doing well.
Yep, and I do want to stress this with everybody because I know they go through it and I see it and I hear it, you know, people locally. And nobody's trying to get you hyped up for the weekend.
No.
Or promise you something for the weekend so we can start all over again next week. Because believe me, we're just as tired as mess as you are.
Exhausted.
I am. Okay. And it's not the purpose. And even, you know, a lot of them are finally getting fed up with it too, saying, you know, we've heard this story so many times. And again, that extra time always gives them a reason or something to come up with, or a new catastrophe in the Middle East to blame it on. Hopefully this isn't that way. And with Iraq doing everything they're doing to be as public as possible and saying we're ready for our country to, you know, to have its future, hopefully this one is actually it. That's the best way I can see it. So
yeah.
Not being negative, I'm just not giving them the credit we've been giving them, that's all. Because I know somebody's going to try and do something. It's just a matter of do they get away with it again, that's all.
Right, exactly. Okay. Exactly right, yeah. I mean, we're not timing things for weekends or anything else. Or, frankly, I work pretty much nearly 7 days a week, or nearly 7 days a week, I guess. And so, you know, what day it is really doesn't matter as long as it gets done. And frankly, to the people involved in this process, they're so exhausted and tired of it, like most of us are. They don't really care. Well, you know, if it's a Tuesday at 1, but, you know, or a Sunday at 2, they don't care. They just want it done.
That's right. All right. So let's take a couple calls real quick. Okay,
let's do it.
All right. Let's see here. Number one is 813. Good evening.
Good evening.
All right, how you doing?
Good, good. Hey, Tony, I'm just going to just thank you, and DC and Pam. Just for I'm not a member of the forum, but I just wanted to just thank you for all the knowledge you've given us about this whole process. And I just want to thank you, and I just want to let you know that that what I plan on doing with the money and my wife plan on doing it, we just want to just fund the gospel or the church. We want to fund that gospel. We want to send those scholarships for people who have for single parents, who have single parents, and if parents can't afford to send them to college, but they have the grades, so we want to do that as well, and just help the wounded warriors and just as many people as we can help possible just to better their lives. That's why I just wanted to share with you, and I just wanted to thank you for that.
All right, where are you calling from?
Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
From Florida.
From Florida? That's 813?
Yes, sir.
You know, I just got to say this, because when you first started, I just thought you kept saying, I want to spank you. And I was like, what?
Is he I said, saying? Thank you.
What did we do this time? I was like, what did I do now? So anyway, okay. All right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it, and we just appreciate about hearing about everybody willing to share this wealth. That's what's important. It's
wonderful.
Just not a number of people that are going to benefit, but it sounds like a whole lot of people all around the world who never knew anything about the NAR are going to benefit from it, and that's a great thing. Okay?
Okay. I just wanted to thank you for that, because I've been holding
right.
for a long time just waiting.
Yeah, you've been on for 1,251 minutes.
Wow.
How many hours is that? I'm like, oh, my God. You've been up here 3 times longer than anybody else. So,
wow.
Okay.
Well, thank
we
you.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
All
right. And I really like your thoughts, sir. Thank you.
All right.
Man, that's a long time. Okay. 212. Good evening.
Good evening. Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Good. I had an idea about paying it forward having to do with the wild horses that are being slaughtered in Wyoming in the western states by the Bureau of Land Management. Do you all know about that?
We do.
And
yes.
Actually, I heard about it a couple of years ago, and in mm-hmm. Nevada, too, I must say. But go ahead. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Well, they're getting even, you know, it's getting even worse. The Bureau of Land Management is getting even worse, slaughtering more and more, and then selling them, theoretically, to people who, it was on Al Jazeera News last night, selling them to people who say they're going to, you know, give them away to people, and really what they're doing is taking them to meat slaughtering facilities down near the border, you know, between Texas and Mexico or something. So my idea was to, there are people out there that just buy land and try to get to the wild horses before the Bureau of Land Management sells them or slaughters them. And and gather them up and bring them to a place where they can run free.
That's great. I really like that one. Really
yeah.
good.
In D.C., I so you gave really good advice about how to do it. You know, like I watched a couple of YouTubes about people who are doing it, and some people are doing the Mustangs, and some people are doing different herds of wild horses that are, you know, that their DNA, their bloodline will just die when these horses die kind of thing.
Mm.
And so they keep them in families. They keep them separate, you know, in separate parts of the country. And there's a woman who's actually taking the Bureau of Land Management to court, except I don't feel terribly hopeful about that. But
okay.
Anyway.
Well,
thank you. Thank you for doing that.
Do you have a question?
Yes, I sure do. Last night seemed really, the news seemed really bad. There were rumors about that it wasn't going to happen till Labor Day. And there were rumors, there are a lot of rumors, and not so much rumors even, like actual news reports about the Bank of England and the news coming out of the, is it the, the what, 20, the something? The
Jackson
20,
Hole?
Or yeah,
the G20.
Thank you. What, yeah, Jackson Hole. It's the G20 at Jackson Hole, right?
Yeah,
and,
the central bank.
Yeah, and, you know, about how there's going to be a big, you know, like maybe the RV would happen on the 1st and then the bail-in would start on the 2nd, you know, so that they could just pay off all their derivative debt with the money that we might be at the bank to exchange, you know. And I guess I was wondering about the status of, you know, there are people, as you have said many times, that there are people who do not want, who have never wanted us, as in we the people and everyone associated with us and everyone not even associated with us but just holding dinar. It was never intended that we would be allowed to participate in this exchange. And, you know, maybe those people will just win the day. I'm wondering if perhaps they will just win the day. We will never be allowed to participate in this. And I've been hearing rumors that maybe it wouldn't happen till the middle of September and that there would never be a public RV. I've heard rumors like that. And, D.C., when you said, I guess, Wednesday, that we're the the people who are holding dinar in the global society, and the central banks are the only people left with the $25,000 notes that have all the zeros on them. I mean, they could just decide to not honor those bills anymore. And we would be completely out of the game.
Okay, hold on for a second. Because you have a lot of issues. Okay.
You think so?
I'm telling you, yeah, you do. You got a whole lot of issues.
Not just me, okay. Right?
Well, yeah, not just you. But whoever's putting it all out and the rumors and everything that you're hearing. But
I just thought I would put it out there because I think a lot of people are concerned about those issues.
Yeah, I agree with you. But it's just, you know, we're doing one question at a time, but you got 100 issues. But anyway, and that's okay. Everybody on this call wants to know them. No, that's all right.
It all boils down to whether or not we'll be able to participate in the exchange and, you know, get a contract rate.
Right. That's what it boils down to. But I just want to give DC time to answer some of those.
Okay, go ahead.
There were a lot of really, really good questions. And I also think there are thousands who have the same questions because they're all very legitimate.
Thank you, DC. I appreciate you saying that.
Sure. No, I strongly believe that. Okay, I'm not on the Internet. Well, I am on the Internet constantly, but I'm not in forums or I don't even know how to log into TNT or anything like that. I don't know any of that. So Pam gives me updates as well as Tony and some of our intel guys in terms of questions that might come up or concerns people are having. And so let's address some of those. First, now that we just have central banks and the speculators primarily, which are U.S.-based, who have dinars, about them invalidating the plan. Have a few people wanted to do that? Yes. The vast, vast majority never want to do that, and also know they cannot, because you can't just say, hey, you know, Tony, you know, that $10 bill in Tony's wallet, that's not good anymore, but my $10 bill is fine. You just can't do that. You can't indiscriminately do that, and that's basically what they would be trying to do is indiscriminately change those deals. Or would they like to make some policies and some changes to where it is more restrictive and there are some longer lead times on exchanging and all that other stuff? Yeah, but you can't invalidate the currency. Or you can, but you screw everybody up at the same time. I call that the nuclear explosion because it takes everybody out. So there's no way to tactically change the value of one of the same note just depending on whose pockets it's in. Okay, so I think we hit that one. Some other concerns that you brought up were them pushing timelines back, et cetera, and the news and knowledge and everything else. Let me, even in the worlds that are the intel worlds that we're playing in, what tends to happen, it appears to mirror what is going on in Dinar land as well, is that is the information is traditionally the longer the amount of time between supportive information, the more negative it gets, i.e. right now there's just not that much left to do, so the information tends to go to the negative, meaning people start dreaming of things or thinking of negative things, etc. And no, really, you know, the information is the exact same as it was on on Wednesday, or you know, something like that, where no, there really has been no change. Not to the positive or negative, it truly is no change. That's what we're waiting on, et cetera. So what I think oftentimes happens, at least, is that folks who are concerned, worried, frantic, scared, all very legitimate things, because we have seen some, frankly, not very positive sides of some powerful folks trying to delay, trying to do maybe some less than straightforward negotiations, it's made everybody very, very nervous. Also, you get on there with the natural desperation that a lot of us are having and a lot of the natural stresses and concerns with this, and people are going to drift to the negative. And so what I'd say is that right now specifically is there's, you know, some huge massive actions. Like I tell our intel team as well as I tell everybody I talk to, watch their actions, not their words. And the actions like Iraq has taken, like seat the GUI and then publicly announce it. I mean, they seated the GUI a while ago, but they publicly announced it today at all their mosques and then put it on TV and then put it on their newspaper and their radio. So that's a massive action. And by anybody's stake, that's hugely stabilizing. They have announced that they are doing a GUI slash other currency reform parties and formal celebrations on Monday. Well, that's a hint and a half that that's very positive. But again, those are events, but not hugely spaced out, as well as not continuous. As well, folks who know about the dinar also the dinar timing of the revaluation have narrowed, because they've taken people out of the loop consistently and been checking leaks and plugging leaks, et cetera. So again, that leads to less information out there, some more speculative stuff, as well as just frankly the downright crazy people are coming out in spades. And, you know, they'll take one thing and go just off the freaking deep end with it into the crazyville because of everybody's stress level, because of those things, as well as that, frankly, the lack of knowledge on how the process works. And I'm hoping that's what I help provide, as well as Tony helps provide, is know, you know, I know that, for example, we got this one thing from somebody, and I hope I'm not going to make Tony mad by talking about it, but this, Tony called me laughing and said, somebody said, a computer has to be delivered to one person today.
Oh, yeah, you should have been laughing, but anyway.
Sorry, one computer has to be delivered to one person for them to basically do electronic signature on the deal. And it's, you know, I understand why, you know, that does happen in deals, that does happen and stuff, but it's so far from this formal process, it's not even funny in terms of that being on there. But again, where there's a vacuum there, you know, crap will fill. And that's what's come down to. And, but back to the process and what we have left, frankly, everybody's pushed for a stable Iraq, stable everything else. But one reason to really stabilize the hell out of it is the GUI being seated, et cetera. Even the most ardent guys who are trying to push it off were waiting for that. Even the guys who are trying to push this off as much as possible said, here, let's give them the impossible task of this. And they did it, and they're even sitting around going, they did it? Seriously? Oh, crap. So, you know, they have to represent, you know, they basically have to get that done. They've also signed agreements where there is a window of time on when they have to do it, and that's what they're getting done. So that's a long ramble, but did I answer a lot of those questions for you? Or if we need to discuss some more, I think they were all great questions about fully understanding for everybody else.
But, DC, a follow-up. Things have
sure.
looked very good for a long time, according
yes.
to you guys. I mean, that's
absolutely.
That's part of the problem, is that things 3 days in a row, for many weeks in a row, for many months in a row, had looked very good all the time. What about the bail-ins of the banks that have huge derivatives on their books?
Sure. So, okay, so we had a couple different questions inside that stuff, but again, all great questions that I think a lot of people have, so let's talk about that. You know, Tony in D.C., why do you always say, looks good, looks good, looks good? Well, because that's what we're hearing, because we're hearing that these processes are going. We also know that this is damn thing has been stopped over 100 times since April. Literally people gearing up to go tonight, to get everything ready, to go, okay, we're going, we trigger everybody, everybody triggers this right thing, and then somebody comes in and harpoons it at the last minute. It's happened over 100 times since April 1. And so, you know, do I say, okay, is it lucky number 101 that does it? You know, do I just not tell you that, you know, they're gearing up for 101st time? What do we do? And what Tony's decided, and I absolutely support it, is that, well, we're going to give them the information we have. And the information we have is they're gearing up for the 101st time. Pray to God this is, the last one. So, you know, or we could just say we don't believe any of them and go on that. But that's why we give, you know, here's where everybody are, or we try to give as much detail as we can without screwing up a process. But here's where everybody is in this process, and you all try to make the decisions for yourself. We'll offer our individual opinion about where things are set up. But again, I think we all have to be realistic to know that, yes, everything gets up to a very nice point, and then somebody comes in and, you know, kicks a can. So, but that's where we're, that's why, you know, we constantly say, okay, here's where we're at. Well, I mean, that's what they're doing. And they've really tried that many times to do it. They've had at least that many legitimate tries, and I could argue probably another 10 to 15% more in terms of half-hearted tries. In terms of the derivatives, et cetera, I think everybody's kind of taking this derivatives thing way off in the deep end. Are derivatives something people worry about? Yes. It absolutely is. Derivatives are often off book, which worries regulators, worries everybody else, because you don't know where they are. You don't know where the potholes are. You don't know how concerned. They're worried about derivatives in terms of are there people who have placed derivatives for large or for massive currency changes? Like, for example, let's say let's just use an example of something that worries that worries regulators is this. What happens if a bank comes on and says, okay, folks, we are going to have we're worried about any major currency risk, and they aren't paying attention to us. They're not paying attention to any change of this. So we're just worried about any major change in currency stuff. We're going to buy a derivative in order basically to ensure ourselves that if there's a major currency change, we're okay. And another bank on the other side who's got some smart people on board say, you know what, I feel really confident that there's no real change. Sure, people bounce back and forth, but there's not going to be any real changes going on. And yeah, you know, there's crazy people in the weirdo internet world but we don't believe any of that crap, and we're going to go on. So let's say that deal's been made, and frankly, there are thousands of those that have been made on massive currency changes or changes in policies in the Middle East. There's a lot of those bets. Nobody knows about them. It's private between two totally independent banks or a hedge fund or whatever financial institutions. Nobody knows about it. So how can they warn people up front about what is going on? And so what ends up happening is what happens that, okay, there is a massive currency change, let's say this weekend for argument's sake. Well, one person just made it, or one bank just made a ton of money. The other bank just got mailed. And so does that destabilize that bank? Does that destabilize that situation? Did they make too big of a bet where they can't afford to make that bet? And so that's where they're mainly worried about those derivatives on there. And that's what their main concern is, that because they don't know what's out there, and they just don't know what's going on. And so that's where a lot of the derivatives concerns comes up, and also with the lack of other information flowing, you add those in there and you get a mix for a lot of concern.
Okay, hold on for a second.
Sure.
Because this is complicated for a whole lot of people.
Sure.
First of all, 99.9% of you guys are never going to be involved in derivatives at all.
And you shouldn't be.
That's right. You should not be, will not be. It's nothing for you to worry about. This is a law saying that the bank is basically has got to insure itself, have a way and a plan that it can come up with the money if it's lost. They have to go through their own money, through their investors, not their clients, but their investors, people that are holding those bonds. And that's where that drawback has to come from, guys. So if somebody's scaring you for no good reason, if you actually understand this. So,
right.
And again, 99.9% of you will never be in that situation anyway. Okay?
Right. And if bankers or investment guys say, hey, we want to put you in derivatives, run very fast and very far away.
That's right. Just say no.
It's very complicated.
Say no. That's all.
And it's very complicated.
Yeah. Okay. And, yes, you asked a lot of really good questions that I'm sure a lot of people had on their mind, and hopefully we got to answer quite a few of them. But, I mean, I know we only answered like four or five, and there was 50 of them, but no, I'm just
I appreciate you taking the time to answer them, and I understand that there is some fear-mongering going on. I just am afraid that the guys who don't want this to go to us or even to go will win. That's all.
Okay, here's something else, and I think DC explained it to you guys. We got two options. We can tell you the truth, or we can make something up to make you happy. And what we do is tell you the truth. You know, if it comes out, great. If it doesn't come out, it's still what every other place was hearing, seeing, or is being involved in at the moment. They're being, as we call it, ginned up or geared up and told to get ready and go. And, I mean, today, yesterday, they haven't brought security in over 2 months. And yesterday they brought in all of them, part-timers, everybody. Today they did the same thing again. And so why are they doing that to them? Why are they doing it to their bosses, you know, their office branch managers, everybody else on all levels doing that, and you know, to them? They're doing it all across the country. We're hearing it from everybody because somebody's actually trying to get this done. And they're just hoping at one point that they're stronger or mightier or they get the other side to finally see that, hey, this is the time to do it. And the only way they can do that is to be ready to go on that moment's notice or try it and see, is this the day that they're going to say okay? If not, they'll never say okay because there's no opposition. There's nobody else trying to get it done. So this is just something we have to, as I say, go through it to get to it. And believe me, we know we're going through it. And you guys are going through it maybe 3 times a week if you're on the call. We're going through it 15 times a day, every day, and on weekends.
Exactly.
We still got to keep going back and forth and getting the information and, you know, 2 hours later saying, forget everything you just heard because this is what just happened in this meeting. So
we do
understand
your
frustration. Excuse me?
We do appreciate that you are telling the truth and where it stands. I mean, I do appreciate that. And I think everybody appreciates everything that you guys are doing. It just gets scary sometimes, that's all.
And,
sure.
And I know it does. And,
sure.
And it doesn't help that people are out there just making up some mess or causing fear where there actually is none. In industries and parts of banking that won't even pertain to you, and they're trying to cause fear for everybody or things that you can't do, and we're sorry for that, but all we can do is, you know, give you the answers that DC gave you and try and make it so all you guys can understand the process or hopefully not even get involved in something that you're never going to be involved in. And none of us could understand the whole reason behind that. We say, why are they talking about that in the chat room? Why are they even talking about that on the boards? Doesn't pertain to them. Not going to be anything involved in the RV. But anyway, sorry.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And it's not that it's bad, guys. It's somebody got you guys going down that road, and we just don't know why. That's all. So Okay,
exactly.
Thank you. All right. 903. In D.C., because it took such a long time, we got to do a couple extra calls here.
Okay. We're not going to do a full, right?
No,
I've got
no,
extra.
No. Just okay. A couple. Perfect. All right. 903? Nope. Okay. We'll go to 502.
Hello, sports fans.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
Good. Gentlemen here in Kentucky, we're known for having pretty horses and fast women. But to be politically correct, we're no longer known as hillbillies, but we're referred to as Appalachian Americans.
Oh, I thought you were going to say we don't have the horses anymore. But okay.
Tony, your message earlier today, your tweet said that Iraq had some movement. That reminded me what a distinguished gentleman from the 731 said a while back referring to this mess. Being a handful of diarrhea. So it appears that it's improved a little bit now, and I guess it's only a bag of boogers. But
it's important. And we know 2 weeks ago they said what they wanted to do, and they didn't get an opportunity to do it. Not because they didn't want to, but because they were asked not to. We know, again, now they're publicly doing it, putting out there saying it's completed, done, and they actually said we'll be introduced on Monday. So that's what was used. So,
well, I agree with you. The longer you give them, the more opportunities they come up with a reason to stop it. But just real quick in paying it forward, my wife and I plan on providing housing for our elderly parents who are retired ministers. And, ministers of small churches all their lives and just don't really have a whole lot. And we're really looking forward to the opportunity to being able to help them out.
That's wonderful.
We also want to help build a low-rent retirement community close to our church and help people out that need it also. And, of course, we intend on being cordially supporters of the Internal Revenue Service. So for those that are listening, the IRS, I guess that's an oxymoron, isn't it? Kind of like jumbo shrimp. But, Tony, when I was little, my dad always said that when someone was in his way and was trying to get him out of the way, he said, move it or milk it. Can we tell the powers to be to move it or milk it?
No, because they've been milking it. We just want to say move it. They've definitely been milking it already.
Well, just a couple questions. The summit that's been going on in Jackson Hole, we talked about a little bit. Is that of significant to us?
It's in terms of the actual timing of the RFP, a little bit that's talked about behind in the corridors, if you will, of power. But most of those guys are the key players in world finance, so they're not having open discussions about it. Frankly, it's just because they can't. They are the most important finance guys out there, so I think everybody should be paying attention to them. Much like Davos for the, just general stuff. But this is really specific, really good finance guys. I just make it a theory. Anytime that many smart people get in a room, I want to listen.
Okay. All right. Tony in D.C., are you planning on completely exchanging 100% of all your currencies within the first 3 days of the revaluation?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know that's kind of a loaded question, but. And
well,
then my last.
Well, guys, you know what? Hold on for a second. Wait, because I don't want to clear that up. Wait, this is a delicacy. See, DC shouldn't have said yes.
Bottom line, I'm going to look for the highest rate, and I'm going to take. Let me play that. If that's 3 days, I don't know how long that's going to take.
Yeah, because, guys, that might not be for everybody. So that may not be a true statement. I don't want everybody to react off that. That's why I said, wait a minute. And, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to probably be moving a lot faster than you guys are. I mean, at Sterling and some other things, I hope to be anyway. So it may be a big difference. So I don't want you to do what I do. I want you to do what's the smart thing to do. And, that first mouse may not be the smartest thing. That's all I can say. So don't say I got to get in there within the first 3 days, because that may not be true. So think about it. Take time. Review everything that we've done over the years that we've talked about. We've given you some definite things to look for when this process does come out, so you can see, and I'm just going to tell you guys to pay attention to that more than you do the excitement of the RV is here. I mean, you don't have to be the first person in the first hour. You just don't. And I know a lot of you want to be, but that's all I'm going to say. I don't want you guys to say, yeah, Tony said this, and then I'm going to run in there and get in there, because that may not be the fact. Okay?
Right. Yeah, well, the old saying, the early bird gets a worm, but the second mouse gets the cheese. So,
well,
and then my last
the mouse
question,
gets the bird and the worm, but go ahead.
My last question is for Pam, if she's on.
Oh, yeah, she's here.
Pam, if you could ask DC and Tony any question, what would it be?
I'd ask them rate and date, and I don't care about the rate.
Okay, right, well, so we know that's not getting answered. So, all right.
Well, I want to thank you all for everything you're doing. We do appreciate it, and we know you're having to put up with a lot. So, thank you again.
All right, thank you. All right. Okay, we're at 719. 719?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. I guess my question is, what is the RV process? How are they able to stop it? What are they doing to prevent it from going to finalization?
Man, that was a good question.
That is a loaded question, too.
That's right. I can't wait to hear DC's answer.
Okay. I would argue that the general stopping of it amongst the times when they've been ready for it have followed a few different paths, because I'm going to use those as generalizations that people can get there. One, there has been straight line technical sabotage, where they either remove the people from the building or they do something unfortunately to the systems and messes it up.
Okay, let's stop with number one, because
sure.
I wanted to tell you guys that Wednesday, but he told me I couldn't tell you. So I just want you to know that.
There's been straight line that. And that's not just at the U.S. level. That's been at other levels. I'm not picking on a particular agency, nor am I picking on a particular country, because, frankly, it's happened at all different agencies and in several different countries. So I'm not picking on anybody in particular at all, but by far it's definitely happened, and it's definitely been an issue. A lot of people have taken very good cautions or cautious steps against that, and sometimes they get found out before it happens, and sometimes they don't find out till after it happens. Again, I'm going to be real clear. I'm not picking on anybody in particular. That has happened in several different countries and definitely in several different departments and organizations. Second has been last minute palm greasing by a few politicians. Meaning there have been some folks who are no longer in power where they ask for one last minute at the very last deal, and just because of the nature of their request or how they chose to do it, it stopped the process, and people are like, oh, crap, we got to redo this now. Third has been straight security issues with Iraq, meaning, you know, the ISIS stuff in June, the stuff went like, everybody just kind of put down their arms in Mosul. Other kind of some issues that were maybe a little more exaggerated than they really were, and others that were quite serious. And oftentimes the unfortunate part is you would think, logic would tell you that, okay, on the security sides and some of the political sides, they have basically a straight line meeting that says, okay, folks, guess what? We're getting all this out in the air. Speak now, forever, hold your peace, let's go. They've tried to do that so many times, it continues to backfire basically more time has allowed more mischief to happen regarding that. So let's see. And the other kind of just general purpose issues have been procedural and legal questions that lawyers got in the way and messed things up. And those are the main issues that have come up. Do they continue to play what I call whack-a-mole with issues? Yeah. And do they? There are some very bright people trying to get this done. In fact, I would argue a vast majority of the folks in all sides of government are trying to get this done. The main disagreement, at least in my humble opinion, is timing. And that in what we're really waiting on at this point is timing.
Well, if they stop it and it fails, why don't they right after that start it again and keep doing it until it completes?
Sometimes they do. Sometimes, specifically, you know, I've known sometimes they've tried to do it four times in one day. Sometimes, you know, they'll try to do it and then it'll mess them up for 3 days or it'll mess them up for a week. And so it kind of depends on what the issue was. If it's a little minor, small technical issue, they can fix it and start again. Or if it was a big procedural question or a politics question, oftentimes those take longer.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for answering my questions. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Okay. Let's see here.
Could we do I need to kind of get some
yep.
other work done. Could we do one more call and then at least
no,
mount
we don't
it
have
up?
To do. We don't have to do one more. We're done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're just going to do. Where are we now?
Sure.
Plan A, Plan B, Plan C. I mean, we're evaluating. A closing.
Okay, you got it, guys. All right. So here's where we believe we're at. Again, I'm going to summarize what we've been talking about is the GOI was announced throughout the entire Iraqi government, or throughout the entire Iraqi lands today. So that's great. They're going to have their formal presentations on Monday. And they're all very excited about that, as they should be. That is very, very public, very much out there. The security situation in Iraq is getting much better. There is still an issue. A lot of the ISIS stuff you'll see is primarily Syria-based. Over here in the good old U.S. of A., everybody is ready, geared up, ready to go, and there are disagreements about timing, and we hope those get resolved very, very quickly. And we're just praying that this is the final deal. Our understanding as well is one thing we didn't go over, but just want to remind everybody, for those who like listening to Tony in D.C., is that we understand that we are still part of the exchange process, meaning that 7 to 14 days. As of this point, but that can change at any time, and they could take us off of that. So everybody just needs to be prepared for what they're ready to do. And we understand their intent is to be as straightforward and as possible, not to trick anybody and to be very straightforward, to just follow the directions you get. And we'll again, they're thinking these things through, and they're changing their minds a lot on how they want to do that. So, but again, did mention that today, but be prepared for changes. And y'all have all learned a great deal, so trust that. And the rest part is we just hope and pray that this is the final call because of they'll do the RV soon. So that's what I got, Tony.
Okay, Pam?
Yep, I'll just say the same thing DC just said. Take your time. Remember that you've learned a lot. You just need to relax and take your time, and you'll remember it. You'll make the right decisions. Trust yourself. And don't forget to get a legal team as soon as you're done before you make any decisions.
Okay. All right, guys. I'm going to say two things. First of all, with the site, we changed it, or Pam and Suri and So Ready For It changed it to make it available for everybody. But I did have to pay for it, so it's not free. Just so you guys know, we didn't expect to be here this month, and I was hoping we didn't have to pay for it, but we did, and we still do, because I got the call this morning. But I was hoping it would be over with. For those who care, that's out there. For everybody else, to echo what DC is saying, guys, we really don't know because it has changed so many times. And I know I have to be careful when I say I'm going to do anything, or I say how I'm going to do it, or I say when I'm going to do it, because I know throughout my history, I know what people would tell me every day, and I talk to people, and they say, I'm just going to do what you do. I'm just going to, you know, whatever you say, do, that's what I'm going to do, because I know I'm going to make some money, or I know I'm going to do the right thing. And a lot of times that wears on me personally, because even if you do what I do, or even do what I say we do, if you don't make changes, don't, you know, do it exactly the same way I do it, a lot of times it won't work out for you. Or I don't have a way of contacting, you know, 40,000 people and saying, hey, I just sold mine, or I'm waiting for it to go to this level. So a lot of things have to go in to my decision or my responses when I'm talking to a group of people like this, and I don't know what the process is going to be. I don't want to tell everybody you should go and exchange, you know, the very first hour when, you know, it may be the best thing to do the first day so you can be the first ones in to get the contract rates, but I don't know that yet. It may be the best thing to do because, you know, everybody's going to take 10 or 15 days. But on the other hand, I don't know if you're going to take the international rate and, you know, the first day it's $3 or $4, and the 25th day it's $18. And you say, that damn Tony made me run in there and exchange because he said do it right that first day. I don't want to be that guy, okay? I really don't want you guys being mad at me, but I don't want to. I know some people don't understand when I say I'm going to do things, they're for reasons, simply being I'm going to be paying attention to what's going on. I'm going to be watching Forex. I'm going to be watching the boards. I'm going to still be getting information, and that's all going to help me make my decision. And somebody here on this call is going to hear him say, you know, he said he's going in the first day. You know, within 3 or 4 hours, he's going to be exchanged, so that's what I'm doing. So those are the factors I have to weigh in whenever I have any kind of response or answer to any question like that, because it's easy for me to do. Because I know what I'm doing. I know what to look out for. I know when the changes should occur. And, you know, I can't call you 8 o'clock on the fourth day and say, hey, this is it. Look at this big swing going up. Now's the time to, you know, make your appointment or just walk in and do it. You know, so all those things aren't available. But they're things you should be thinking about if that's what you're doing. So, again, those are factors I have to weigh in when I give a response. I don't know what the banks plan on doing. I know they got their own system, their own way they want to do things, and they're going to lay that out. And, you know, it could be just fine, just what you need to do what you need to do in your future. And a whole lot of people are going to need that. They're going to need some kind of direction, some kind of hope, somebody to tell them to do what to do with all of this. And I don't know what's going to be available there afterwards to give you that kind of support. I'm hoping they do. I'm hoping Wells Fargo still does the classes that they say they're going to do, and we can still do that, at least give you a good foundation to start with. But I don't know that. So I have to be very cautious when I answer those kind of questions. So that's why I wanted to tell you guys that. And all I can do is give you the best I can give you for a whole group of people, not just the ones who I know about finance, who've been on Forex before or that, because I'm talking to a whole lot of people who haven't done that. And that does, in fact, make a difference to me because I want to make sure you have the correct information. All right? So with that, I'm going to say enjoy the rest of your day. Hopefully Monday will be a totally different day in all of our lives. Iraq will be able to do exactly what they said, do a formal announcement on their government, have the celebration that they had scheduled for Sunday. We'll still be there, and all of us will go on about different things, but we will see what happens. All right? With that, everybody, please enjoy your day. All right? Bye.
Thanks, everybody.
Your con-